For over 78 years, our family's been part of your love stories. At Diamond Seller, we offer bigger diamonds, better prices, and timeless designs for every chapter of your life. From your first yes to your forever I do, trust the jeweler who knows diamonds best. Visit Diamond Seller today.
First up on Columbus Perspective, joining me in the studio, Scott Williams. He is the CEO of Ohio Realtors. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Tell me what Ohio Realtors is.
We are the largest professional trade organization in the state, representing 33,000 real estate licensees, both residential and commercial, in the state of Ohio.
Wow. So is it mostly realtors, or does it expand beyond that particular branch of all this?
It is realtors. Realtor is the term that we are entitled to use as a member and represents the professionalism of the industry.
How does that rank in size compared to previous years?
We are not quite back to our high point pre-recession, but we are about 8,000 up where we were at the bottom of the recession. We have gone from 36,000 in my 15 years there down to a low of about 25,000. So we're back to what we would consider a healthy level in the industry.
Been some pretty good years since 08, 09, huh?
It has been some pretty good years. You know, the market is good. There's still problems out there with lack of inventory. We have more people looking for homes than we have homes for sale, especially here in the Central Ohio area. But overall, the market is healthy.
I guess it's really tough to compare from a year ago all the time because it's kind of an up and down industry even during good times, right?
It is. You know, month to month is kind of what we look at, but even then you get seasonal changes in the market. Weather obviously has a great impact on it. But you're right, it is hard to judge year to year, especially with changes in the market, changes with interest rates. A lot of factors go into people's decisions of when's the right time to buy a home.
And we've got Scott in here, actually not so much to talk about what we're talking about right now, but his organization is part of the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance. Tell me about that.
So the Ohio Opioid Alliance is all about don't live in denial. It's about getting the message out there that the way we need to fight the opioid abuse is with prescription drugs. And first and foremost, it's about talking with it, with our families, with our kids, that no one is immune from it or no one is safe from addiction, unfortunately, in today. And we're just out there trying to get the message out to our members, to their clients, to help them talk to their families and give them tools and resources so they don't live in denial.
And with 33,000 members all over the state, you really are an organization that's in touch with people in every neighborhood.
That's right. And it's something we kind of pride ourselves on in today's world of, you know, online access and online consumers. We're still there. I mean, we're still in your towns. We are still your neighbors. We are still your people in your churches, in your schools. So we do know you and we know what's going on and we want to sell neighborhoods and sell great communities, and making sure that the opioid addiction problem is addressed is key to that.
And obviously, if it's a problem in a neighborhood, it has an impact on that realtor also trying to do his job. So there's just a lot of interest in it all the way around.
There is. Again, it's about healthy communities, healthy schools. And you're right. If a neighborhood or an area of the state is disproportionately impacted, it's harmful for all. It hurts the people who are there. The property values are reduced because it may not be seen as such a desirable area to bring families anymore. And it does impact individuals' businesses. But also, again, we live there. Our members themselves are not immune from the struggles of addiction.
What are the types of roles that you're playing as a member of this alliance?
Primarily education. You know, in our industry, we do touch a lot of folks. We are hosting community forums with our members back in their hometowns, bringing in people to talk about this, informing our members on how to change their business models. Obviously, we host open houses. We have guests in people's homes that wouldn't otherwise be there, and being aware of the fact that some folks are coming there, not necessarily to view the house, but to look for prescription drugs that may be there. Helping our clients understand, yes, you need to secure, you know, valuables, jewelry, things like that, but also if there are prescription drugs in the home, maybe from a hip surgery you had a few years ago that you never got around to disposing. We can help them with safe means of disposal and also help them understand that those products need to either be removed from the home entirely if they're not still current prescriptions or at least secured.
I read about that problem in the news release about people who can come into an open house and look for medicine or for opioids in the cabinets. And it's a big problem, too, because it may not be even current prescriptions. It could be just old pills that are just sitting in a hallway closet or something that have been there for years.
Absolutely. It's as we sit around as a coalition, it's even people within the group are learning. Well, there was an individual the other day who said, you know, they had joined the association and they'd gone home and they had brought one of the disposal bags to show their spouse. And like, oh, yeah, I still have prescriptions from 2007 from when I had a hip replaced, and we probably should get rid of those. You put something in the medicine cabinet, and I don't know if your medicine cabinet's like mine, Dave, but sometimes stuff goes in there and it just never comes back out until you move again.
That's right.
Which, again, is where our members play an instrumental role, because people are packing up, people are considering moving. That's the perfect time to dispose of old prescriptions.
And open houses can be busy venues for realtors or whoever else is kind of manning the place. If you've got several people in there at once that are looking in different areas of the home, you can't keep track of them all the time.
That's right. That's why these things have to happen up front, and that's why the education to our members, and then they can go out with 33,000 and work with their clients and educating them on these types of things that they can do to safeguard prescription drugs.
And this bag that you're talking about to dispose of medication, I've seen those. They're interesting because it's got a chemical solvent in it that neutralizes drugs, right?
Right. It's the safe, biodegradable way to dispose of these drugs. It makes the drug completely inert, completely safe for disposal. Like with many things, there are many wives' tales, internet stories out there on how to safely dispose drugs. The way to safely dispose them is through these charcoal bags, and our members can help provide those to clients. And if not, through the website don'tliveindenial.org, they can find a place to get them, or many police and fire departments are safe drops for these types of drugs. So even if a bag isn't readily available, there are locations and resources at the website where they can go and safely dispose of these.
Talking with Scott Williams, he's the CEO of Ohio Realtors. Are there any specific stories or incidents involving the opioid problem that has hit your industry that you're aware of?
You know, a few years back, we give away every year an Excellence in Community Service Award. And we had a gentleman who won it that year who had unfortunately lost his son to a heroin addiction problem. And he has started the Arms of an Angel, dedicated in his son's memory, who has worked since 2009. On these issues, educating young people about the dangers of prescription drugs, helping them do exactly what Don't Live in Denial is about. Go out there, have that conversation. You know, this is not a solution to problem. And if you're prescribed these drugs, you must be careful and follow how you take them, and don't allow yourself to get into a dangerous cycle of addiction. And beyond that, we've also seen our own members who have had issues, just like we've talked about with open houses, where folks have followed around. You know, maybe they've checked. They know the house is for sale, possibly because someone may have had an illness who would have been treated with these types of drugs. On the chance that those drugs are still in the home, visiting those types of open houses, hoping to find prescription drugs still in the home.
It's a really complex situation, because people who become addicted can start behaving in ways that they normally would not behave in. And it can become a nuisance or even a danger to a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And if it's just one person in a neighborhood and the word gets out that that's going on, it can have a real domino effect.
That's absolutely true. And the domino effect then, again, impacts home values, impacts the folks who are still there in the neighborhood. And those are the types of things that I think our membership, being in communities, knowing their neighbors, can help through education, through these types of community forums that we're working to set up around the state, getting people there, getting the resources there. It's not just about having my members in the rooms, but the local health departments in the room, law enforcement in the room, and the other members of the organizations there who can help as a resource.
Talking with Scott Williams, CEO, Ohio Realtors. We'll have information again on how folks can find out more about this campaign. I wanted to ask you while you're here, we were talking about how the industry's been going strong now since the recession ended. The mortgage interest rates have creeped up a bit. Is that having much of an impact at this point?
We haven't seen that so far. Again, the biggest challenge, especially in Central Ohio and even statewide, is a lack of inventory. Mm-hmm. You had issues where jobs weren't readily available. People were concerned about jobs, so they weren't putting homes on the market for sale, so it wasn't allowing opportunities for first-time home buyers. You're starting to see that break loose a little bit now. Obviously, here in Central Ohio, we've had polar vortex, some snow. February is not the best time to sell. Doesn't look like right now, but we expect once seasons change, market's going to pick up again.
A few months ago, Columbus was it the number one or two hottest market in the country or something like that in housing?
That is correct. We were right there. We were at the top. Ohio is blessed. We have great communities. We have great opportunities here. Central Ohio, especially so. World-class universities. Many world headquarters of large corporations here. So there's a lot of opportunity for folks here, and this is always a strong market in Central Ohio.
And we've seen a lot of stories of people that were right out of the gate were offering more than the asking price for homes because they didn't want to lose it.
Correct. It is something that we have to caution our clients with all the time. Just because you've lost the first home or two that you may have made an offer on, don't go crazy. Keep your head about you. Think about what you're doing. Make the right financial decision for you and your family. Just don't get caught up in the emotion of, I don't want to lose another one.
The thing that is amazing to me with all the technology today is that you can buy a home now without ever having physically walked into a bank.
You are correct. The internet, the online availability of financing, just being able to view homes. You know, we talk about open houses and the dangers of prescription drugs there, but at the same time, virtual tours on websites. Mm-hmm. You may see a home without ever leaving your desk at home before you even decide whether you want to venture out and see the neighborhood or see the schools in the area.
Any advice for folks looking to sell or buy a home as we head toward hopefully warmer weather here?
No, again, this is a great time. The market is strong. I think there's plenty of opportunity out there for both buyers and sellers, and rates are low, and there's always a great time to pursue the American dream of home ownership.
Again, talking with Scott Williams, CEO, Ohio Realtors, which is part of the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance. And Scott, with the things we were talking about earlier, if folks want more information about this campaign and ways that perhaps they can get information through the Ohio Realtors and such, how do they do it?
First off, your first resource is don'tliveindenial.org. That is the website of the overreaching organization. You can certainly visit our website. We have all the information there as well. There are videos. There are commercials there. Lots of resources. Again, places you can safely dispose drugs, places you can find the bags. But don'tliveindenial.org is your first stop for all this information, Dave.
All right. Scott Williams, CEO, Ohio Realtors. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Yay, yay, yay.